This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. We're doing a four-part series. This is the second part of the four-part. Last time they were on the show was back in October. We're talking about no other than Seafarer Exploration Corp, trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today is two gentlemen. The first one is Tim Reynolds. He's the chief technical officer over there, or chief technical guy, project manager, if you will. And the other one is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Kyle Kennedy. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Eric, hey, it's good to be here. And Tim is our chief technologist.
Thank you for clearing that up. You know, it's been since October, since the last time you guys have been on the show. A lot of things have been going on. So if you would, give my listeners and your stockholders an update of what's been going on and where we at on all the projects.
Everett, I'd love to do that. And thank you for having us back on your show. We always like that. It's a way for us to communicate with our shareholders. And I think more people should take advantage of this media outlet that you have. But let me start with saying that this last year has been extremely challenging, especially since July. We've only had a few days of excavation since July. And there's several reasons for that. You know, first of all, COVID has not helped us any. It's made it more difficult to communicate with state officials. Part of that with the state is we've had several shutdowns from the state for various reasons. But we also have had a lot of other reasons. We had a record number of hurricanes and named storms, which caused zero visibility. Sometimes we call it black water for up to 30 feet in depth from the bottom, which means the guys can't see anything
right
for almost 30 feet of depth from the bottom. We've had high waves. We've had holidays. We've had boat maintenance. There's just a ton of reasons why we just have not had any days for excavation. And the reason I mention these obstacles is we've not excavated our first Sea Searcher target yet. And obviously, that's what we want to do. And we're getting closer to that every single day. Now, fact is, as early as hopefully this next week, we will actually be doing that. So, you know, it's been tough. However, we've worked all the way through that. And on the bright side, the Seafarer team has done a phenomenal job during this period of time. They've completed metal detection qualification of the Sea Searcher. They've scanned several areas. They've mechanically improved both of our primary boats. They found a third interesting site more than 3 miles out. They've mapped a plan for Juneau Beach. And best of all, and this is tremendous, they found an overlooked area of historic material, which actually could be a second historic shipwreck. And we don't have enough to determine yet if it's, you know, Spanish, French, British, you know, or whoever. But certainly this is a major find for us. We did do a news release on it. And because it's such a concentrated area, we're having to do a master site plan, which I think Tim might visit with a little bit on that. But I got to say, I'm extremely proud of what our guys have accomplished during this period of time. These guys, they're not going to stop. They got a mission. They know what that mission is, and they're going to do it. And so even though we've had our challenges, we are moving forward, and it's looking really, really good.
Kyle, I want to switch gears here for a second. If you recall last time you were on the show back in October, we talked about your bank of great rocket scientists and how you guys were coming up with this incredible blockchain. Where are we at on the blockchain sales? Has anything of that developed yet?
You know what, Everett, I'm glad you asked that. I was very bullish on the blockchain sales. And I was so bullish, I felt that our sales would probably ultimately pay for our operational costs.
Right.
That has not occurred yet. I don't want to leave the market with any kind of false expectations. Businesses evolve, and as they evolve, you make decisions according to that. And one of the things that we've had great difficulty with in the blockchain business is the COVID virus. And the reason being is our target market was cities and municipalities. We were doing great when we first started this up, and I was quite enthused. And then with the COVID virus this last year, the cities, they shut down. They've had multiple issues with everything from tax revenues to budgets. And I think Tim might come in a little bit further on that. But bottom line is they almost just shut down. And so we've had to look at our target market, maybe readdress that target market, expand to some additional areas, hire some additional salespeople, again, to work in this area, but with a different target market than simply the cities and municipalities. We're not giving up on them. It's just that they operate remotely. They're not in the office all the time. The IT guys are, you know, working remotely, and it's very difficult to get hold of them. And I think Tim had some good points, just considering, you know, the tax revenue and budgets. And Tim, you might want to expand on that.
Sure. So from all the research that we've done, cities right now are experiencing about a average of a 5% decline in their revenues from all their various excise taxes that they put on goods and services, sales tax, fuel tax, and everything else. But that results in about a 10% decrease in the budget for the cities. So discretionary purchases, new purchases, infrastructure purchases are all kind of being set on the back burner in the short term while they figure out their game plan for what's going forward. And that certainly has affected the blockchain and anybody probably that's trying to sell things to municipalities right now.
Well, yeah, I understand that. And it's a rough time, not only for consumers out here, but like you said, municipalities and city government in general. Tim, this question is for you. I understand that you're developing or working on a new site plan. If you could tell us about it and give us an update on Juneau Beach.
Sure. The site plan you're talking about is we found a large concentration of historic material on the Melbourne site. Whenever you find a large concentration, the game plan changes a little bit with the state. You have to write a specific plan for that area, how you're going to treat it as an archaeological site and how you're going to dig it up. And we supplied that plan in December to the state when we had the discovery in early December. We supplied that plan by mid-December, and we're actually executing that plan now. It's a little different than the way we operated before, where we would go to a specific location. We'd look for isolated targets. Now we're actually excavating a large site. And when I say large, we're finding hundreds of artifacts, hundreds of surface and submerged artifacts within only a few hundred feet of each other, a few hundred feet total, excuse me.
Total, right.
So this is extremely dense. You got to go through it very meticulously. We're trying to determine if it's a shipwreck, what the lay of the ship is, what the orientation is, so that we can isolate the best area for us to expend our resources, but also to do that in an archaeologically sound way. In Juneau, we'll be submitting the full recovery permit request for Juneau very soon. We've already done a survey of that site. We've got a great plan for Juneau. So I'm excited about getting back to Juneau and getting that and starting to recover more artifacts from that site. What we found in Juneau is everything is encrusted. Everything we went through before, everything has an encrustation on it. So it means that we're going to have to look at every object that's down there in order to get what we're looking for. We will actually be taking the Sea Searcher back down there and doing a full survey of that area, looking for non-ferrous objects that will point us in the direction of bring up these objects. We know they're going to be encrusted. And then we'll be looking through those objects to get what we're looking for.
Kyle, we have about 30 seconds left on the show here. What is it that you really want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
Well, what I'd like people to realize is this is the best shape our company has ever been in. And I've made that statement a couple times in the past, and each time it was correct. And it is again. This is the best place we have ever been in. We got a piece of equipment we've developed that I will tell you works. You know, of course, the world wants to see it work in the field. And when they see it work in the field, they'll understand that we've invented something that is just absolutely amazing. What Tim Reynolds has built, nobody else in the world has done. And when they see what happens with the usage of this, it's a plus for the entire world, not just for us. And so, you know, this is significant. This find that we just made is significant. We still have the other wreck site. I think there's two wrecks. I could be wrong, but I think there's two. And again, this is very material to the company. It's the best we've ever been. Now all we need is a few days to go out there and prove that this equipment works the way I keep saying that it does. And when we do that, I see no other way for it to, other than to change the world for us in a positive way. So I'm very excited, Everett.
My guest today has been Tim Reynolds and Kyle Kennedy. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. If you want to know more about their company, go to the OTCQB, look them up. Their ticker symbol is SFRX. We've been interviewing Seafarer Exploration Corp. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on 40 or 50 days. We'll do part three and let people know a little bit more of what's going on with the company.
You bet, Everett. Hopefully I'll have some good news by then.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.